The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And our top story, closing arguments at the Donald Trump hush money trial. The defense delivered their closing arguments earlier today. Now the prosecution is summarizing its case. Our Juliet Papa is at Manhattan Criminal Court.
There was no cover-up. There was no crime. Defense attorney Todd Blanche attacking the credibility of star prosecution witness Michael Cohen throughout his closing arguments, calling him the gloat, greatest liar of all time. He claims Trump's former attorney and so-called fixer was on a retainer and paid that way. This was not a reimbursement for money laid out to keep Stormy Daniels quiet. Trump was alert, engaged, had turned in his seat to face the jury, appearing to study them one juror at a time. And he even had his arms slung over the back of his seat. I'm Juliet Papa, WCBS 880 News.
Throughout the trial, Donald Trump has had surrogates showing up at the courthouse to support him. There have been prominent members of Congress, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, on one day. Today, his children, Don Jr., Eric, and Tiffany, are there. No Ivanka and no Melania. The Biden campaign has sent surrogates of its own today, including the actor Robert De Niro.
We New Yorkers used to tolerate him when he was just another grubby real estate hustler masquerading as a big shot, a two-bit playboy lying his way into the tabloids, pretending to be a spokesperson for himself. He was calling it as himself for himself to fool the press into inflating his net worth. A clown.
Also in attendance today, January 6th, first responders, as the Biden campaign tries to focus attention back on the insurrection at the Capitol. And that caught the eye of Trump campaign spokesman Jason Miller.
So the Biden folks have finally done it. After months of saying the politics had nothing to do with this trial, they showed up and made a campaign event out of a Lower Manhattan trial day for President Trump.
The prosecution summation is expected to continue through the afternoon. Jury instructions are expected tomorrow. 306 at WCBS, son of Sam killer David Berkowitz has been denied parole again. Berkowitz is serving 25 years to life for each of the six people who were killed during his murder spree in 1976 and 77. Seven other people were wounded. David Berkowitz is 70 years old now. This was his 12th parole hearing. Berkowitz has expressed remorse for his crimes, but the parole board has said no each time. Hurricane season officially starts this weekend. Forecasters have predicted an above-average hurricane season with more named storms and hurricanes than usual. They are already starting to prepare on Long Island, as we hear from our WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief, Sophia Hall.
Patrick Beckley is the Suffolk County Commissioner of Emergency Services, and he says, first, take the time to buy a waterproof box and put all your important papers inside that box, like passports, Social Security cards, birth certificates, insurance paperwork, anything you believe is important, put in that box, and you can take it with you if you need to evacuate. And
sign up for our Smart 911. What that will do is, when there's a storm coming, we'll send you alerts so that you're aware of it.
And Suffolk County has been very proactive when it comes to pets.
We do have designated pet shelters where people can either bring their pets and stay with their pets or drop their pets off, depending on what's the severity of the storm.
In Suffolk County, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
The Danish wind farm developer Ørsted will pay the state of New Jersey $125 million after it canceled a plan to build two offshore wind farms last year. The money will settle lawsuits the state and the company had filed against each other. Ørsted was on the hook for $300 million in guarantees and payments before it abandoned the project. Advocates say the settlement is a bad deal that lets Ørsted get out of most of what it promised to pay if the project failed.
The top stories from across the New York tri-state. from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.